Sylvie Courvoisier and Mark Feldman, playing their own improvisations, compositions, solo and duo, and some selections from John Zorn's Masada books. Recorded on the 10th of December 1998, just as they were releasing their Tzadik CD. I have so much to say about all of these things we played today, but I have no time, so I'm not going to say anything. Coming up after us, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, until 7. That's 7 Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. of A. 7 to 10 p.m., Gary Sullivan's Bodega Pop, a Haiti special, rare 60s, 70s, and 80s pop, voodoo drums, field recordings, and more from the Haitian half of Hispaniola. From 10 p.m. to midnight, Testify with Larry Grogan, a Hugh Masekela special. Oh yeah, one little last thing I want to say. To those of you who pop on the pop-up player and listen to this show, I strongly urge you to go ahead and click on the program page, the playlist page, for this or any other of the shows on the Drummer Stream. There are some remarkable people, very smart, very funny, and lots of little additional informations that show up there, like links or little bits of history or connections that I find very enriching. This little track that I've been playing behind myself today is also from that John Cage, Caged Uncaged CD that was produced by PS1 for the Venice Biennale in 1993, and this one, credited to Bill Frisell and Wayne Horvitz, is gorgeous, and I don't know why this sample sounds so familiar to me, except that maybe it just stuck in my mind for all these years. And because I love it so much, I'm going to let you listen. Until next time, thanks everybody. This is David Weinstein with Ruth Kahn and the Outpost Artist Resources team here in Ridgewood, Queens. Thank you.
I don't have 18. I don't have 14 on it.
This is Tom Anthony, the composer.
Here we go. Everybody tuned up? Here we go. One, two, three.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show, love is all alone, no need to waste it. You can never tell, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Picked up a signal from an 80s walkie-talkie.
Dean, is yours turned off?
It's off.
Oh, the money's warm. Just like a real hand.
Their part in the recording of the
is
theme
alive,
song
Daddy?
For a brand new Heather. Television series.
You're in
might
the next
as well
shot.
Be, Dylan. State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting, full tendons, nerve bundles from a live Doberman.
Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Wow.
You're listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Please keep listening to Ken's last of radio extravaganza, created live right now while you're listening, improvised, and going on until 7 o'clock tonight.
Is it alive, Daddy?
I think it is alive. Ken's last of radio extravaganza.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic.
If you can't wait, you have to say something, send email, ken@counterfolk.com. Eventually you might call 472-5667, see what happens that way.
Whoa.
Last ever radio extravaganza.
Chuck! You must have picked up a signal from an 80s walkie-talkie.
You sure it's turned off?
It's off.
Funny, it's warm. Just like a real ham.
He's gone to war. He's made him travel, travel, come and run away to war. This is a fact we can't ignore. In case you haven't heard before, I think they think we're going to war. I think they think we're going to war. I think they think we're going to war.
Today, our fellow citizens, secretaries, businessmen, military and federal workers, our way of life, the very worst of human nature, join with all those who want despicable acts of terror in our world. All that is good cannot touch the foundation of America, and no one will keep that light from shining. Thank you. Good night. And God bless you. The United States has aided, trained, and humbled terrorists, including our country. Today, our fellow citizens, secretary, military, and federal workers, our way of life.
11th grade EQA was written on a reading level between 5th and 8th grade. The EQA, out of over 400 questions, 30 of them were academic, and 385 of them were attitudes. When the district took the EQA, they got back a list from the state of where they fit with other districts in the goals. They had to write their long-range plan in order to change their curriculum to have their children achieve the minimum positive attitude. Well, how did they do that? What did they change? The state said, we'll help you. And they brought in technical assistance, either in person or in what were called resources for improvement packets that the state made available to the district. Those packets included lists of what were called validated programs. Those are programs from all over the country that had been tested by the federal government and had been proven to change the behaviors and attitudes of children in a specific subgroup. All white male children with two parents who make less than $20,000 a year. All black female children in a single parent family who make more than $50,000 a year. They could divide the children up into what were called targeted subgroups based on your race, on gender, on ability level, on education of the parents, on socioeconomic status. And the programs were tested and then declared validated, meaning that they were proven to work to change the behaviors and attitudes of children in that subgroup. And that's what has been happening in Pennsylvania education since the 1960s.
So what if we don't have a football team? At least we never have to write a theme. No classes, no professors, no tuition.
I bet someone in the park is looking for this ball.
If we're the goal of every politician.
Barney, hello, kids. I found this ball in the street. Does it belong to any of you?
Yes, it's mine.
Here you go.
Thanks for getting my ball out of the street.
You're welcome, Jackson. Helping people is all a part of being a police officer.
I see police officers directing traffic down the school level. You ever do that?
Yes, I do. That's how we help cars and people use the street safely.
One, I got lost in a crowd of people, and a police officer helped me find my mom.
You can always count on a police officer whenever you need help.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? Can take a nothing day, suddenly makes it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting, full tendons, nerve bundles from a live building.
Oh, he's gone too far.
It's my favorite part of the job.
Is it alive, Daddy?
The police are people who
are the next year. State-of-the-art animatronics, enhanced with bio-organic
like
grafting,
help people,
bull tendons,
the
nerve bundles, and alive
Dobermans. Cause people helping other people is what this world's about. And police are surely people we can be about.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, a teacher is a person who gets help.
Picked up a signal
each
from an
and every day. If you like to help people, then being a teacher is A-okay.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting,
we had about 300 names,
nerve
we
bundle
never
from
even
alive
sent those letters because they were not matches at all, according to us. We didn't even bother going down that road.
Whoa.
The names were vastly different.
We're finding out, going county to county, finding out that at least 15% of the people removed from the voter rolls.
Picked up a signal from an 80s
we're innocent of any crime. That's 8,000 voters. Half of them are black. 93% of all black voters in Florida voted Al Gore. Will you do the arithmetic? And there's
the animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting, full tendons, nerve bundle from a live.
Kathy Harris, who's in charge of the entire voter purge project.
Hey, Max.
She's also the co-chair of the George W. Bush for President campaign in Florida.
So,
Clayton Roberts, the director of...
What do you do?
I work with computers, math.
Math? What kind of math?
Number theory. Research, mostly.
No way, I work with numbers myself. I mean, not traditional. I work with Atari. Amazing! Yo, Hebrew's all math. It's all numbers. You know that? Hey, look. The ancient Jews used Hebrew as their numerical system, eh? Each letter's a number. Like the Hebrew A, Aleph, it's one. B, Bet, two. You understand? But look at this. The numbers are interrelated. Like, take the Hebrew word for father. Av, Aleph, Bet. One, two, three. All right? Hebrew word for mother, aim. Aleph, Mem, 1, 40, 41, sum of 3 and 41, 44, right? Now, Hebrew word for child, right? Mother, father, child, yellow, it's 10, 30, 44. Four is just a long string of numbers. Don't say that it's a code. Sent to us from God. That's just good stuff. Check this out, okay? The word for the Garden of Eden, for them.
When you vote for president, and if you'll let me share some knowledge, you'll understand this big
event.
$4 million. The state of Florida would not spend $100,000 in voter education, but the state of Florida spent $4 million identifying felons.
Then county election supervisors found another flaw. Ex-offenders from other states who had their voting rights restored were also purged.
My rights were taken from me. My rights were stripped. Unlike other people, when I came from New York City, I had rights to vote. But when I went to vote one day, and applied to vote, I was told that I couldn't vote. I said, what do you mean I can't vote? He said, because you're a felon. I said, I know you're a felon. I haven't been to hire for you. Well, felons in this state can't vote. You're a felon.
They mentioned that they wrote a note to Catherine Harris's office saying, well, you're not supposed to purge these people, are you? They come back. From Jeb Bush's office saying, if there's someone from another state who comes into Florida with his civil rights but may have had a record, they have to ask Jeb Bush for permission to vote.
Pull down all my levers for the person of your choice. You're also choosing state electors. You will have the final voice of your choice. You're also choosing state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, and they'll need to stipulate. The voters have selected to be the winner in each state.
That position has been rejected by the state Supreme Court, by a federal court. It was clearly illegal for them to insist that people have to go through the counting process if they came from another state in which their rights were automatically restored.
Over 2,800 ex-felons who had moved to Florida, whose voting rights had been restored, were illegally purged from the voter rolls.
Our curriculum has been moving away from academics and into minimum positive attitudes since the EQA. And the EQA is still driving the curriculum because districts used it for long-range planning up till 1989. Why did they stop? They stopped because a mother down in Washington County named Anita Hogue had a son who took the EQA. He came home and said, Mom, this test was really weird. She said, you must be wrong. I'm going to go down to the school and look. And she went down to the school and she said, I want to see the test. And they said, no. And she said, see, I'm the mommy. I'm allowed to see the test. And they said, no, you're not. It's a cure test. Nobody's allowed to see it. Big fine. You can see it. Mrs. Hogue is the type of person that when you say no, she flunked locus of control. Made her want to do it more.
Very important.
The show is about people, things.
A doctor is a person who gives help each and every day. If you like to help people, then being a doctor is
A-okay.
All coming into contact
with
the show is about
people
and
what this world's about.
All coming into contact. The show is about people and things and ideas. All coming into contact. The show is about people and things and ideas. All coming into contact. The show is about people and things and ideas. All coming into contact.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whoops.
Here you go, Jackson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you remember to never run into the street. It's best to ask a grown-up for help.
Okay, I'll remember.
Well, I'd better be going. I need to patrol the rest of the park. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later, Officer Phillips.
Federal Hatch Act.
You know I love country music and I practice daily on my out-of-tune cockamamie ukulele. But my daily ukulele playing ain't gonna get me far. I I need a guitar, an amp, and some Parker phonics, and several hundred dollars worth of electronics if I'm ever gonna get to be a country western star. Gotta get me some dollars and cents, dollars and cents. Them greenback bills with the pictures of the president.
Wow. Yeah, so that before. That's like that series you find in nature. Like the face of a sunflower.
Chill out,
young lady. See this man everywhere. Although you can't afford to buy that new equipment yet, you got a couple $100 saved up in your birthday stash. Why not deposit them dollars in the bank instead? Then at the end of the year, you come out way ahead because the bank will pay you money in exchange for the use of your cash.
Hey, I'm... Hey, Mac?
1326, restate my assumptions. One, mathematics is the language of nature.
Until we would ask the Department of Education to slow down long enough for the House of Representatives to at least look at the regulations so that everybody could understand them, so there could be some real input. And we won that debate by a vote of 150-47.
Hello, Star Gators, and welcome. We're backstage warming up for today's action, and our two players are getting ready to compete on some of the world's most exciting video arcade games. Right now, players, if you're ready, let's play Starcade.
It's fairly significant. And the Department of Education said, doing it anyway. And they are doing it anyway. If you got involved now, what they would say to you is, this is a done deal. Nothing you can do about it, it's a done deal. But first of all, that's not true, because the student learning outcomes have not been passed in final form. No one has signed them, no one has even seen the final form yet. And secondly, the legislature has the power to override the bureaucracy if they want to. And that's where you get involved, because at the legislative level, you ignore the bureaucracy and focus on the elected people. That's
99% prison. Vote Democratic. So they knew exactly who they were removing from the voter list. There was no guesswork here.
You had a Republican governor whose brother was running as a Republican for president of the United States, deciding how many of these potential Democratic votes were going to be cast.
In January 2001, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights held hearings in Florida on voting irregularities. The commission heard testimony from George Bruder, project manager.
On the day the joint session of both the House of Representatives and the Senate was to certify the election results, Al Gore, in his dual role as outgoing vice president and president of the Senate, presided over the event that would officially anoint George W. Bush as the new president. If any congressman wanted to raise an objection, the rules insisted that he or she had to have the signed support of just one senator.
Mr. President, and I take great pride in calling you that, I must object because of the overwhelming evidence of official misconduct, deliberate fraud, and an attempt to...
The chair must remind members that under Section 18 of Title 3, United States Code, no debate is allowed in the joint session.
Thank you, Mr. President. To answer your question, Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by a number of members of the House of Representatives, but not by a member of the Senate.
Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by several House colleagues on behalf and myself of the 27,000 voters of Duval County, in which 16,000 of them are African Americans that was disenfranchised in this last election.
Is the objection signed by a member of the Senate?
Not signed by a member of the Senate. The Senate is missing. Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by myself on behalf of many of the diverse constituents in our country, especially those of the 9th Congressional District and all American voters who recognize that the Supreme Court, not the people of the United States, is right of this election.
Is the objection signed by a senator?
Unfortunately, Mr. President, it is not signed by one single senator.
In writing and signed by a member of the House and a senator.
The objection is in writing, and I don't care that it is not signed by a member of the Senate.
The chair will advise that the rules do care, and the signature of the senator.
Not a single senator came to the aid of the African Americans in Congress. One after another, they were told to sit down and shut up.
And it's a sad day in America, Mr. President, when we can't find a senator to sign
the gentleman,
objections.
The gentleman will suspend. The gentleman will suspend.
Campaign working with the brother of the presidential candidate. We thought that the issue of race and voting was settled in 1965 after the assassination of Martin Luther King, Voting Rights Act of 65. Now we're back to the basic issue. Do black people have the right to vote? Except this time it's not George Wallace standing in the doorway of a schoolhouse saying segregation now and forever. Now it's done quietly and with computers.
My grandmother came from Russia, a satchel on her knee. My grandfather had his father's cap he brought from Italy. They'd heard about a country where life might let them win. They paid the fare to America, and there they melted in.
Your state is going to get based on total population. That's the formula that's set.
Well, be Dylan. State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting, little tendons, nerve bundles from a live Doberman.
You're still listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can hear it every night from Tuesday, 6 till 7 p.m. You can listen to it after you've missed it or before you've missed it on the internet at counterfolk.com/last ever. Information and online audio archives to listen to are available there. You're halfway through Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, which is created live while you're listening, improvised. If you can figure out what it means, the proper thing to do is to write it down, fold it up, mail it in to 472-5667. Please keep listening until 7 o'clock. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie
burger,
best
new restaurant,
best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue.
barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot.
Extremely rich and productive living systems, providing us with oxygen, food, medicine, and other elements essential to our lives. In the desert, nature has created a very different but no less beautiful living system. And while this arid landscape may seem like he is very much alive. The plants and animals that have learned to survive in these harsh conditions make use of what little water they can find and avoid the scorching rays of the relentless sun.
Where if you call 512-472-5667, you may be placed directly on the air. 472-5667 to contribute sounds or images for the improvement of the listening audience.
That's a yes. I mean,
of all the forces that work on the land, humans have had one of the most profound effects. The need to produce food for a growing world led to the enormous use, and sometimes overuse, of the land. In our search for more efficient ways to grow food, we often fail to realize the impact of our methods. Today, we're learning to live with the land, discovering better ways to grow food that will assure both human and environmental well-being.
Taking on another farm, one that can be recognized by anyone here, other than one. Can't be recognized at all. Can't be recognized at all. Can't be recognized at all.
listening to 1985. If you're listening to the show, but the show is not live, and if by coincidence you're listening to the show at the right time, but the wrong week, perhaps in the central time zone between 6 and 7 p.m., perhaps you verify when you visit a webpage at counterfolk.com/lastever. At the top, you'll be able to tell whether or not there's a show happening live or not. You may be listening. The show is not live. On that same webpage, to a show that's not live. Right now, the show at the right time, but it is a wrong week. But if it's the right time and the wrong week, you can still call times of 512-472-5667. When you visit a webpage at counterfolk.com/lastever to the recordings at the top of the live sound, whether or not there's a show happening live or not. Again, you may be listening 5667folk.com and participate when you visit a webpage to counterfolk to the recordings.com/lastever. At the top, you'll be able to the recordings to show how the live sound. Again, you may be listening speaking on that same webpage to show that the live sound right now. You may be just speaking by to the recording, but if it's the right time, live sound, you can still call speaking 512 to the recording 47 to the live sound 567. Speaking to the recording of the live sound, speaking to the recording, speaking live to the recording of the live sound. Speaking to the recordings of the live sounds. On that same webpage, speaking show that's to the recordings right now of the live sounds. Speaking right now to the recordings of the live sound.
Best happy hour or cheap meal. Best barbecue. Best taco. Best sushi. Best pizza. Best veggie burger.
Speaking to the recordings of the live sounds.
What is it? Why is it? Why is that?
Maybe you're calling in the wrong week. Maybe you're calling in the wrong week.
Dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best wing restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi.
Are you going to do restaurants and meat burger in this episode?
Best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal.
Hi, I'm John Ratzenberger.
Best sushi, best pizza.
Hi, I'm John Ratzenberger.
Best new restaurant. Best romantic dinner spot. Best happy hour or cheap deal. Best barbecue.
Hi, I'm John Ratzenberger.
Best pizza. Best veggie burger. Best new restaurant. Best romantic dinner spot. Best happy hour or cheap deal. Best barbecue. Best taco.
I just realized how important having a voice for the 10 minutes
best romantic dinner spot.
Just to say you want to be able to say that you don't agree or that you don't like what's going on. Just to be able to say it even to another person. And a sculpture was making a mold. And also my mouth, which agreed with. So you try to say that I lie or that's just stupid. And for about 10 minutes.
This is not how you're saying it.
And you're listening to NPR, and then you. So I was lying on a table, trying to keep people in a sculpture, and there were all these fake molds that I could agree with.
I just kind of made up a lie, or that's stupid, or
I'm having a voice split.
And for about 10 minutes, and I couldn't move my mouth. I wasn't going to be able to say that you don't agree, or that you don't like
what's going on. I just had to lay there with my eyes.
I couldn't be able to say it even to another
person. And he was listening to NPR, and he was trying to keep me talking out.
And there were all these statements being said that I completely disagreed with.
And I just realized how important
trying to say that's a lie, or that's stupid, or... And I just realized how important having a voice was. Just to be able to say that you don't agree, or that you don't like what's going on. Just to be able to say it even to one other person.
Best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi,
so what about
best
stock?
Pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best tacos, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or
thank you.
your life the reasons why your life is going in the direction that it is. At what point, then?
Is the approach of danger to be expected?
But the word coincidence is an interesting word. In mathematics, coincidence refers to angles that coincide. And in mathematics, two angles that coincide are said to be two angles that fit together perfectly. We have taken a turn that means things that fit together perfectly and assume that somehow it's all done accidentally.
Best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant.
You had the experience yourself. You can give him my practical advice. Let him know you are available if he wishes to make a decision and tell his story. But do not insist upon it if he prefers to consult someone else.
I answer that if it ever reaches, it must spring from amongst us.
And you merge into the now by giving up your attachment. And some of you have heard me use the metaphor of the wake. Alan Watts talked about the wake is not what drives the boat. The wake is just a trail that is left behind. That's all it is. And so is the wake of your life. And the wake doesn't make the boat go, and neither does the wake of your life the reason why your life is going in the direction that it is. The wake is a trail that is left behind, and it's an illusion to believe that it is the cause of your suffering or your struggles or your difficulty.
I don't have a problem with people downloading the movie and sharing it with people. as long as they're not doing it to make a profit off of it, as long as they're not, you know, trying to make a profit off my labor, I would oppose that. But, you know, I do quite well, and I make these books and movies and TV shows because I want things to change, and so the more people get to see them, the better. I'm happy that that happens. Should I not be happy? I don't know. It's like if a friend of yours gave my head to see to the DVD of my movie, gave it to you to watch one night. Is that person doing something wrong? I'm not seeing any money from that. But he's just handing the DVD to you so you can watch my movie, the DVD that you bought. But you're not buying it. Yet you're watching it without paying me any money. You know? See, I think that's okay. I mean, that's always been okay, right? We share bits with people. I think information and art and ideas should be shared.
Säg ingenting, fråga ingenting.
Last ever radio extravaganza. This is still Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You can listen to it live while it's being created every Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. Or you can listen on a computer on the internet via a webpage that has the archives of the past shows that have already happened. They were live, they're not live anymore. You can pretend. You can visit the webpage counterfolk.com/last ever. It's hard to remember that. And you can type in Ken's last ever radio extravaganza into a search engine. And there you would find and you would listen and you would hear. This has been a live performance of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. To find out what sources were mixed together while it was all happening, you could visit that same webpage or you can send email to ken@counterfolk.com. Or you can ask me questions. Since I'm here doing this, this is happening now, and I'm right here. The phone number is 512-472-5667. You can only call that and get me when you're listening to this live. If you're listening to the archive of this, it makes very little sense. But why not call anyway? Speak to somebody. Say hello. For the next 2 weeks on Ken's Last of the Radio Extravaganza, you'll be hearing rebroadcasts that were live, but they're not live anymore. But they're very nice indeed. You'll be hearing George and Adolf, and the following week you'll be hearing Bludgeoning the Unconvinced. And then, in 3 weeks, Tuesday, 6 to 7 as usual, you'll hear a new live show as it's happening. That does not happen quite yet. Thanks again for listening. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Thanks again for listening. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Counterfolk.com/last ever. Ken@counterfolk.com.
Thank you.
station cleared the air in order to record the voice. Oddly enough, the voice which you just heard did not record. Our recording apparatus has been checked. It is in perfect working order. But the voice did not record. For those who failed to get the entire message, however, this is a verbatim stenographic report of what the voice said.
You're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Station cleared the air in order to record the voice. Oddly enough, the voice which you just heard did not record. Our recording apparatus has been checked. It is in perfect working order. But the voice did not record. For those who failed to get the entire message, however, this is a verbatim stenographic report of what the voice said.
Please keep listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza is produced live while you're listening in an improvised fashion. There is no possible way to know what is going to happen. If you think you know what is going to happen, then please listen for the next hour to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza until 7 o'clock.
I read. I gather from all that I see that there is still a good deal of speculation and skepticism about whether I am who I am. That is the end of the message. I am who I am. Good deal of speculation and skepticism about whether I am who I am. Speculation and skepticism. I gather from all that I see that there is still a good deal of speculation and skepticism about whether I am who I am. But I read. I gather from all that I see that there is still a good deal of speculation and skepticism about whether I am who I am. I read. I gather from all that I see that there is still a good deal of speculation and skepticism about whether I am who I am. I read. I gather from all that I see that there is still a good deal of speculation and skepticism about whether I am who I am.
Of your mind. Even if you go to sleep, you go to sleep, you go to sleep.
That is the end of the message. This station will continue to stand by for
UPC. Now return to the Mark Bradley, who will continue this special broadcast.
In this wave of relaxation, spreads all the way down into your lower body, into your legs, your thigh muscles, down to your calves, and all the way down to your feet. So every muscle in your legs, ankles, and feet becomes loose and relaxed. And this feeling of complete relaxation engulfs your whole body.
I gather from all that I see that there is still a good deal of speculation and skepticism about whether I am who I am.
Times that you are unaware of your body, almost as though you were floating down into an ever deeper state. Physical and mental relaxation, drifting down, and you may soon find that your mind begins to wander, drifting down, and you may soon find that your mind begins to wander.
I read. I gather from all that I see that there is still a good deal of speculation and skepticism about whether I am who I am.
I quietly.
This station cleared the air in order to record the voice. Oddly enough, the voice which you just heard did not record.
Drifting down, and you may soon find your mind begins to wander, but it doesn't matter where you drift, where you go, as my voice will travel with you at all times.
Compressor. This direct drive compressor takes freon from the panel, and it runs that because this direct drive is causing the pistons to go up and down. That gives us heat into the boiler. The boiler expands the other freon back through that into a double-acting piston that's going back and forth. We're converting with mechanical apparatuses We're converting that into shaft rotation. That shaft rotation turns this wheel. As this wheel turns, it causes the compressor to turn. As the compressor supplies the heat, it causes this wheel to turn. You might say these two wheels are powering each other. And by the way, once the Freon has taken the heat, it then made the power, it then goes up here. This is a condenser. We're sucking water out of the bottom of the tank, could be the well. And we're running the water through this pump right here that's also driven by the same drive mechanism, running the water into this condenser. It's the world's most efficient condenser at 100 degree delta T, 6 million BTUs.
Became more ashamed of myself than I've ever been, because it was a person that died there, Jim. A lot of wealthy supporters and a lot of people who had family names and importance in the National Guard. I'm very sorry for that, and I'm very ashamed, and I apologize for this vote from Texas.
September 11th, 2001.
And every positive suggestion I give you,
Saddam Hussein.
Even if you go to sleep, you go to sleep, you go to sleep. And to it
and
deep.
Danger. Continuing danger. Hour
relaxing.
Of danger. Very, very dangerous world. A grave
dreaming.
Threat. Horrific acts of atrocities, murders, regimes dedicating to killing us, tyranny and terror.
But this is not a normal
sleep. Of mass destruction. Weapons
this
of mass
is a sleep.
Destruction. Weapons program.
The deadliest of weapons.
Where you continue
weapons,
to hear and respond to the sound
gas,
of my voice.
Torture chambers, mass graves.
Deadly technologies.
Radical ideology of hate.
And as you drift deeper and deeper with every word.
War against terrorism.
Global war on terror.
Global
I want
terrorism,
you to know.
Global terrorism. Global terrorism. Global terrorism.
And from now on.
Global terrorism. Global terrorism. Global terrorism.
You will feel
terrorism,
so
terrorism,
much more secure
terrorism,
in yourself.
Terrorism, 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 terrorism.
And more confident.
Terrorists, terrorists, terrorists.
In your
terrorists,
own abilities.
Terrorists, terrorists, terrorists.
Our recording apparatus has been checked.
Terrorists, terrorists.
It is in perfect working order.
Terrorists, terrorists, terrorists.
But the voice did not record.
Terrorists, 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 terrorists.
And you take full control of your life. You never blame yourself or others for any past mistakes or failures.
In great city, we saw tragedy arrive on a quiet morning.
You alone are responsible for your destiny now.
September 11th. September 11th.
You are in charge of your life now.
September 11th. September 11th.
September 11th,
September 11th,
September 11th, September 11th,
September 11th,
September 11th,
September 11th, September 11th,
September 11th, September 11th, September 11th,
September 11th,
September 11th, September 11th, September 11th, September 11th, 2001.
To feel good now.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein. Control
Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Saddam Saddam
Saddam
Saddam Saddam Saddam Saddam Saddam Saddam
Saddam Saddam
Saddam to respect yourself and feel a deep sense of love for yourself in the very same way you love and respect
and danger.
Very, very dangerous world. Brave
you are connected
threat.
With
horrific
your true
acts
power.
Of atrocities, murders, regimes dedicating to killing us, tyranny and terror.
And this will help you overcome any outside negativity.
And even though
weapons
if you touch
mass
your family, ice cold to your hand,
and
if you touch the line going out of the family, still ice cold to your hand, when it hits that compressor, the compressor takes all the gas in the face, puts it in that face, elevates the pressure and the temperature, going out of the compressor, do not touch that line whenever that's in your body.
Terrorism.
It's 200 to 250 degrees hot. And so that's where we get the heat. All of the heat is transferred in here. We then use a compressor to take the relatively useless energy that we've got and elevate the temperature and pressure and make it very useful energy. Then that heat would be transferred later. This is a direct drive compressor. This direct drive compressor takes freon from the panel, and it runs that because this direct drive is causing the pistons to go up and down. That gives us heat into the boiler. The boiler expands the other freon back through that into a double-acting piston that's going back and forth. We're converting with mechanical apparatuses, we're converting that into shaft rotation. That shaft rotation turns this wheel. As this wheel turns, it causes the compressor to turn. As the compressor supplies the heat, it causes this wheel to turn. You might say these two wheels are powering each other. And by the way, once the freon has taken the heat, it then made the power, it then goes up here. This is a condenser. We're sucking water out of the bottom of the tank, could be the well. And we're running the water through this pump right here that's also driven by the same drive mechanism, running the water into this condenser. It's the world's most efficient condenser at 100 degree delta T, 6 million BTUs. And as we're then running the water through, we're making the water hotter, but the water will also be being pumped. And as I do this, I'll show you the water being pumped. And then also, we're cooling down the freon, which is going into this canister and is being pumped right back into the boiler by a little trombone pump that's running on the same cylinder. You ready to try it? Let's go ahead and try it. Let's turn it on, guys. Okay, if you're ready, Maestro, anytime you're ready. Okay. So it is pumping water from energy taken out of the air, and we'll light the lights too from excess energy. So the lights are being lit from excess energy from the air. They're pulsing. It wasn't set up to do that, so we don't have it stable, but we thought we'd just demonstrate the excess power that we have. Main thing is it's pumping water. It's supposed to be pumping water. That's a closed loop because it's continuing to go through the boiler and then back. I had a heat pump and a walk-through in dead air space. Now imagine this, if you got any background refrigeration.
I live life with courage and confidence.
We get it every single Saturday for an entire year. People from all over the world came to see it. We said, bring your own test equipment. Take this thing apart if you want to. We have a $10,000 challenge to find any gimmick or anything in it. And every single weekend, we crank the temperature down to 20 below in dead airspace, and we make water hot enough to burn your hands with energy we took out of that box, 20 below, at a 2-to-1 COP. Same average performance.
I love and respect myself. I love and respect myself.
Every challenge goal is you talk to the government, you tell them that you want to, you're going to find a whole
I love and respect myself. And now I am going to count up to three. And when I reach the number three, these positive fields will grow 10 times stronger. And you go 10 times deeper in life. Deeper inside. Into that powerful part of yourself, where your true potential lies. Your creativity, your courage, your self-belief. So ready, as I count to three, you go there now. One, two. Deeper relaxed than you've been in a long time. Every cell in your mind, body, and spirit resonating positive energy now. And so from now on, you move away from struggle and conflict and into a flow state where you move easily and effortlessly through life. And whenever you need to, you will find it easy to make positive changes and let go of things that don't work for you. And you will feel inspired and motivated to live your life to the full with courage and self-belief and a new determination to go beyond old limitations and to live your life to the full, free of any fear. As you deserve all the good life has to offer. And you deserve to be loved and respected. And as the positive energy you give out comes back to you tenfold, you find you attract other positive people towards you. And move away from negative types who drain you. And things that once bothered you no longer matter. And you are always able to rise above any negative criticism. As you feel secure in yourself now. And you are able to cope with life's ups and downs so much better. You believe in your own abilities and live your life with a much more courageous attitude.
That you hear are Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, combining and added together, divided and subtracted while you are listening, if you are listening. If you are not listening, it is still happening. And depending on how you are listening, you may be happening. Contribute to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Make sounds. Because this program is currently something that you can listen to, then make sounds. At this particular moment, you could call 472-5667. Can make your sounds that way. It's one of many ways. To listen to sounds that you've missed, you can listen on the internet at counterfolk.com/last ever, or you can search for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Please send email reactions to ken@counterfolk.com and listen carefully to what the people on the telephone who are calling have to say when they're on the air.
Hello, one. Hello, way my silhouette.
Hello, hello, hello.
Into a cultivated synchronicity.
that you're hearing?
What is it that you're hearing? What are you saying?
I want to break off my Marlboros, smoke them unfiltered, while I fill in my thumbprint with a Sharpie and press it on the forehead of the child of the world.
Hello?
Yes.
I guess I'd have to say for anyone listening to my voice that
This is a business of making dreams come true. It's made ours come true over and over again.
I'm a lucky person. I really am. I'm very happy, and I've worked hard for it. And is this what it's all about?
The fourth spiritual law of success is the law of least effort. This law is based on the fact that nature's intelligence functions with effortless ease and abandoned carefreeness. This is the principle of least action, of no resistance. This is, therefore, the principle of harmony and love. And we can learn this lesson from nature and easily fulfill our desires.
And you will live your life with a new zest and enthusiasm and complete self-belief. And your self-esteem will continue to grow stronger all the time.
It comes in and you hear it, just absolutely beautiful. I'm sure you can hear that.
I'm in the most beautiful place I've ever been in my life. And I'm happy. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life.
The temperature is just delightful. The view is spectacular.
I'm so happy.
I guess I'd have to say for anyone listening to my voice that this is a business of making dreams come true. It's made ours come true over and over again.
I'm a lucky person. I really am. I'm very happy, and I've worked hard for it. And is this what it's all about?
So in a few moments in time, I will slowly count up to 10. And with each number you come a little more awake. And when I reach the number 8, you will open your eyes. And by the count of 10, you will be fully wide awake.
message, however. This is a verbatim stenographic report of what the voice said.
You have been listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, a live, improvised experiment with your sound. Created live every week, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza can be heard here Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m. or can be listened to on the internet anytime, forever. The address at the moment is counterfolk.com/last ever. You can also search for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza on your favorite or least favorite search engine, and you can go to the webpage of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, and you will be able to listen to the shows that have happened in the past. You will soon be able to listen to tonight's show, which has not been in the past yet. It is still somewhat happening in the present. Thank you again for listening, for participating, This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, which you will not be able to hear next week on this station. To hear it again here, now, and then, Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m., you will hear it in 2 weeks' time. Not next week. It will not be on next week. You can listen on the webpage, or you can listen to whatever else that you may get if you don't listen, or if you do listen, if you don't know, if you do know, it is very, 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 very that you send to, and then I will receive it, and only then will feedback. Email address ken@counterfolk.com. Telephone now. Telephone only now. Not later. Now. 512-472-5667. And also later. Thanks again. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, counterfolk.com/last ever. Soon enough, it will happen. KOOP Austin will leave the air, and KBRX Austin will come onto the air on 91.7 FM right here. Thanks again for listening.
Hey man, just wanted to say good show. Enjoyed it, man.
You enjoyed what?
The music, the commentary.
Your commentary. You're making commentary now. Are you enjoying it?
Totally, man.
I'm enjoying you. Again. Thank you.
Thank you.
For enjoying.
Good show.
I enjoy you enjoying the show.
I enjoy the show.
I enjoy listening to the show of the show, listening to you enjoying the show.
Isn't that something?
Last Ever Radio Extravaganza online, counterfolk.com/lastever. Thank you.
allow me to highlight some important New York vocabulary words. First word, bodega. A bodega is a corner store that's open pretty much 24 hours most of the time. You can get almost anything in a bodega. Bodegas are our friends.
Yo, bro, man, I need to get back to you, man. I know it ain't right with her.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
the streets are crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like crazy.
Where the milk, man?
Just sold out.
Scary out there right now.
And some batteries?
Yo, what up? Welcome to the bodega. Sometimes you gotta run down to the store, you know what I mean? Pick up a few things. Bag of Twinkies, carton of milk. Sometimes you may just need some advice. You pick the right spot, man. This is your store. Welcome to the bodega.
Everybody, welcome to Bodega Pop Live on WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio. My name's Gary. I'm going to be with you here until 10 o'clock tonight. And tonight, we're going to be playing nothing but music from Haiti, off the island of Hispaniola. The Haitian side, the other side being, I think, Dominican Republic. But we're going to just focus on one side. And I basically found a whole bunch of stuff mostly from the 70s and 80s. We're going to start out with a set from the 80s. And a little bit later on in the show, well, maybe even two sets in the show later on, we'll do some 70s stuff as well. Intermixed with a whole bunch of field recordings, recordings of like voodoo stuff, drumming, a lot of drumming at one point. Not, I wouldn't say all over the map, but it's fairly various. We're also going to hear a kind of set of more recent stuff as well, including some hip-hop that I really like. So stick around. I'm going to start out, like I said, with the 80s, and this is GP Express with Theme.
Ah!
n'a fait des pas, oui. Moi, le pas facile, mais c'est ça, j'ai pour nous passer. Oui, 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 c'est pour réveiller. Non, j'y t'ai regardé, un y est pas bien réglé. Campez-nous, profitez pendant que vous avez force, oui. Soufflez à l'devant, faut pas faire sacrifice. Oui, 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 n'a pas l'autre moyen. Son l'eau n'a j'ai au petit ou à l'eau qu'on travaille. Yon société qui pague préjugé, oui. Yon société, quand tout le monde fait yon, ni garçon ni femme. Si nous arrivons là, nous qu'a dit bon Dieu, nous c'est vrai, vrai. Yo société, qui pague un préjugé, mes amis. Yo société, que tout le monde fait yon, ni garçon ni femme. Si nous arrivons là, dit mon Dieu, nous c'est vrai, vrai. Moi dis oui, yo société, pas que préjugé mes amis. Yo société, oui, pas tout le monde fait yo. Ni garçon ni femme, si nous arrivons là, nous qu'a dit mon Dieu, nous c'est vrai. Société, quand tout le monde fait yon, ni garçon ni femme, si nous arrivons là, nous qu'a dit bon Dieu, nous c'est faible. Yo sel pa ka fèl pou kol wè. Kooperasyon, se sel sa kou fèl lanse.